第十三節，請聽我讀兩次。是在我們的聖經第343頁，彼得後書第三章十至十三節，是在新約聖經343頁第十節開始。但主的日子要像賊來到一樣，那日天必大有響聲廢去，有形質的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要燒盡了。這一切既然都要如此消化，你們為人該當怎樣聖潔，怎樣敬虔，切切仰望上帝的日子來到。在那日天被火燒就消化了，有形質的都要被烈火融化，但我們照他的應許盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。請聽我再讀多一次，彼得後書第三章第十節開始。但主的日子要像賊來到一樣，那日天必大有響聲廢去，有形質的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要燒盡了。這一切既然都要如此消化，你們為人該當怎樣聖潔，怎樣敬虔，切切仰望上帝的日子來到。在那日天被火燒就消化了，有形質的都要被烈火融化，但我們照他的應許盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。聖經讀畢，願神祝福他的話語。
各位兄弟姊妹，剛才讀的經文跟我們說，我們真的要伸長條頸仰望，望住天，向住天父祈求新的天地，新天新地，新的天地何時來到呢？快點來吧，天父。聖經說切切仰望上帝的日子來到，切切仰望，伸長條頸望著天。天父啊，你的日子何時來呢？新天新地何時來呢？快點來吧，天父。剛才讀的經文是這樣劝勉我们，慈悲的天父，一个幸福的、和平的、没有坏人的、没有灾没有病的世界，几时来到呢？ You know, the scripture today told us to look forward.Look forward to the new heaven and new earth, a place where we can truly live happily forever, a new heaven and new earth. 兄弟姐妹，看着电视的新闻，见着爸爸妈妈在中东那边，带着啲仔仔女女，幾百人逼入一啲細細嘅船，希望逃亡到去歐洲， 一些好的生活环境，但是船上面环境恶劣，未去到目的地，船上面已经有一半人死了。看着一个大男人抱着个女讲他的辛酸史，走有可能是要死，但是不走又是死。有一个女人对着镜头讲，我没有选择，我一定要走。然后她用手势不走就被人斩头。 Nobody can truly live happily in this world. Many people in the Middle East are now refugees, leaving their homes. They walk, they travel hundreds of miles, trying to find a good place to live. A lady said to one of the journalists,No choice. We had to run. We had to flee. We had to go. We had to escape. And then she showed it to the journalist. Meaning, if they don't go, they would have been killed, beheaded. 在敘利亞，有數以千計的人被一些狼心狗肺的人用毒气炸弹杀死，其中有很多是小孩子。有一个爸爸有一仔一女都是中毒气死亡，那个爸爸喊着这样讲他们的经历，他说其实一路他们已经是挨饿了，被那些军队封锁，粮食去不到，一路都挨紧饿噶啦，已经两个仔女只能够轮流食少少嘢，佢搵到少少嘢就一个仔食先，下次个女，下次个仔，下次个女轮流食少少嘢。喺嗰个毒气炸弹未轰炸佢哋之前，佢俾个女食少少嘢，但系个女讲。爸爸，是轮到细佬食啫，呢次是轮到细佬，未轮到我。但系嗰个毒气炸弹就喺嗰阵时爆炸，两个细路仔都身亡。爸爸流住眼泪讲：点解好人会惨死呢 ？You know, a boy and a girl suffer hunger.In Syria for a long time. They took turns to eat just a little bit of thing that their father had got. Took turns. They cannot eat together. This time you eat, next time you eat. And one day the father gave the girl some food. But she said, "That is not my turn yet to eat.It's my brother's turn. And after that, the chemical bomb exploded. And a boy and a girl were killed by the toxic gas. The father said to the journalist, Why bad things happen to good people? 兄弟姊妹，头先读个经文讲，我们真的要伸长条颈，切切仰望，望着天，向着天父祈求，新天新地快点来吧，快点来吧。慈悲的天父，一个幸福的、和平的、没有恶人的、没有灾没有病的世界，几时来到呢？ The scripture today told us to look forward to the new heaven and the new earth.A place where we can truly live happily forever. 刚才读的经文第十三节讲，因为天父讲过，因为耶稣讲过，是有新天新地的，所以我们就盼望新天新地，新的世界。大概是一次一个好 相似地球，但是全新的一个世界，似但是是新的。第十三节讲这个新的世界有义居在其中，意思是只有听天父吩咐的人才会在那里，个个都靠住耶稣，靠住圣灵去悔改，个个学习尊敬天父，听天父的吩咐去爱人如己。 The scripture today told us God promised there will be a new heaven and a new earth. That's why we look forward to this world. And all the people there repented of their sins. By the power of the Holy Spirit and by the grace of Jesus Christ, they can obey the word of the Father to love each other.兄弟姐妹，以赛亚书六十五章，以赛亚书六十五章十七节清楚讲：看啊，我做新天新地，是耶和华上帝讲。以赛亚书六十五章第十七节，耶和华上帝讲：看啊，你睇下，我做新天新地。然后到第二十五节，佢话喺嗰度，一切都不伤人。The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 17 to 25, God clearly said, Look, I create the new heaven and the new earth. And then verse 25 said, Nobody bully people. Nobody dare bully any other people. No one dare hurt anything.Not hurting one another, not bullying one another. Everybody listen to the word of God. Try their very best to love one another. New heaven, new earth. 刚才读的经文第十三节，因为耶稣讲过，因为天父讲过是有新天新地，所以我们盼望新天新地，新的世界。而第十三节清楚讲有义居在其中，义意思是只是有听天父的吩咐，尊敬天父，听天父的吩咐的人才在那里，个个都靠住耶稣，靠住圣灵悔改我们的坏习惯，尊敬天父，照住天父的说话去爱人如己。圣经讲，头先读的经文讲，这一日是会来的。四次在头先读的经文讲到那一日，主的日子，那日，上帝的日子，在那日，四次。You know, the Bible says, that day will surely come. Four times the scripture mentioned the day.The day of the Lord, that day. The day of God, that day. That day will surely come. 而那一日来，不是再好像几千年前洪水毁灭世界，不是好像这样，不是好像几千年前洪水毁灭罪恶的世界。很多考古学家都说，是啊，很久很久之前的而且确有个大水毁灭了很多生物，跟圣经所讲的是符合。但是那一日来不是水，圣经很清楚说是烈火毁灭一个罪恶的世界，罪恶的旧世界。 That day comes, but not again will flood destroy the world. It happened before that the sinful evil world was destroyed by a big flood, we know.But that day come, it's not water anymore, it's not flood anymore, but intense heat, fire, destroy a sinful world, evil world. 而在聖經剛才讀的經文亦都四次講到這個的烈火，他說烈火燒盡，火燒，烈火是火不是水。而六次在剛才讀的經文講到一切都消失，一切都冇曬，廢去、燒去，所有物質都消化，地同埋世界上面嘅文化建築全部燒盡。呢一切就要咁樣消化，甚至天被火燒就消化，有形質嘅物質都會融化。And six times the scripture mentioned about everything gone, passed away, all the elements destroyed, all the works on earth exposed to intense fire, destroyed. Destroyed, melted. The day will come to pass. 兄弟姐妹，我们刚才读的经文第十一节劝我们。我们应该敬畏上帝，听祂的吩咐。我们的行为，我们的为人，应该和这个罪恶的世界分别出来，不要和这个世界一起灭亡。 And the scripture today told us to obey the word of God, and we should separate ourselves from this sinful world. Otherwise we'll be destroyed together with this sinful world. 在圣经哥林多前书六章第九到第十一节都这样讲，他说你们不知道吗？不听上帝吩咐的人是没有办法去到上帝的国家的。 You know, even in the 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 to 11 it saysDo you not know? Those who do not obey the word of God cannot enter the new world, cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这段的圣经讲，他说不要自己骗自己啦。不听上帝的吩咐的人，灵魂污糟有罪的人，是没办法去到新天新地的。他举例讲，比如随便的性关系，跟这个男人瞓下，跟那个女人瞓下，上帝不喜欢的，是污糟的。比如拜很多不同的菩萨，看相、风水、迷信、偶像，这些是上帝不喜欢的，是污糟的。比如同性恋，是上帝不喜欢的，是污糟的。比如贪心，喜欢占人的便宜，是上帝不喜欢的，是污糟的。比如烂赌、烂烟、烂酒，是上帝不喜欢的，是污糟的。比如出口伤人、侮辱人、骂人，都是上帝不喜欢的，是污糟的。比如用手段去恐吓人达到自己的目的，都是上帝不喜欢的，是污糟的。不要自己骗自己了，上帝不喜欢的东西、污糟的东西，如果你不改，是去不到这个新天新地的。 And the scripture listed a number of things for our reference. For example, those who have sexwith this man, with that lady, and then another man, another lady. That's dirty. God does not like that. And say you worship a lot of different idols. You practice homosexuality. You take advantage of other people. Those are dirty. And the Father God does not like that. Say you were addicted to alcohol, to cigarettes, to drugs, to games of different kind, addiction. God does not like that. It's dirty. Say you always curse, calling names, insulting people, bullying people. God does not like this too. And those are dirty. And those who do not repent of their sins cannot enter into the new heaven and the new earth. 第十一节讲，你哋中间亦都有人从前都系咁样，我哋以前都系咁样，但系而家靠住耶稣，靠住圣灵，我哋悔改，已经洗干净啦。You know, before we accepted Jesus, before we were born again, before we received the Holy Spirit, we did not obey the word of God. But because of the Holy Spirit, because of Jesus, we repented. We now learn to obey the Father and love each other and do what the Lord wants us to do.
天父上帝会呼召我们这些兄弟姊妹，其中一些兄弟姊妹将来可能去到另外一个省，或者去到另外一个国家，在不同的地方去或者做教书，或者在不同的地方去做救济难民的人，或者在不同的地方去做音乐的工作，做这个工程的工作，甚至在不同的地方去传教，做牧师的工作，去催逼人悔改了，信耶稣了，接受圣灵了，去爱人如己，预备好我们去到这个新天新地了。 You know, the Lord may call some of you to go to another town or to go to another country, maybe to be a teacherTo be a relief worker to help the refugees, to be a musician, an engineer, or a preacher, to urge people to repent, to believe in Jesus Christ, to receive the Holy Spirit, to love people, and be prepared to go to the new heaven and the new earth that God has promised.
没错啊，天父上帝是会呼召我们一些人去到另外一个城市，另外一个国家。我们都是不喜欢分离的，因为分离了之后我都不知道能够再不再见回面，但是我们有这个信心，即使我们不再见回在世界上，但在天上这个新天新地，我们会再重聚。
Yes, the Lord may call some of us to go to another town or go to another country to serve Him.We don't like that. We don't like separation. We do not even know whether we will meet again after separation. Yes, that's true. But we should have a faith. What kind of faith? If I don't see you again here on earth, I will see you again there in the new heaven and new earth. If I don't see you again now in earth,I'll see you again there in new heaven and new earth. We should have this kind of faith.
各位兄弟姊妹，又要讲到分离的事了。我们所爱的 Mrs. Beebe 又要跟我们短暂的分离，去到 North Carolina 跟她的家人团聚。我们都不喜欢分离，不知道几时再见面呢，咁样。但是